Last night, the 28th juz of the Quran was recited. The first surah, Surah Al-Mujadala, which is the debate, the argument. There was a Sahabiyah by the name of Khawla bint Thalaba radiallahu anha. So, for some reason, her husband had uttered the statement to her that Anti Aliya ka dhahri ummi, you are to me as the back of my mother is to me. So, this was a statement that the people of Jahiliyyah used to use in order to make their wife haram and forbidden upon themselves. So when her husband uttered the statement to her, she went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and narrated to him what had happened. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that now your husband has become forbidden for you. So she complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she said that, O Rasul of Allah, but he didn't give me talaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still told her that, as I understand it, your husband is now haram for you. And she complained that, my husband, when he married me, I was young and I had lots of wealth, and now he's used up all my wealth. I'm old. What will happen to me and my children? They won't be able to stay with him. They will be destroyed. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam couldn't find any solution for her. So she turned to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, lifted her hands and made dua and complaining to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So these ayat then were soon revealed that قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا. Allah Ta'ala undoubtedly has heard the statement of the lady who argues with you, who debates with you concerning her husband, and وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, and she complains to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So immediately Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala revealed this and brought a way for her out of this predicament. And then the ruling was that if a person issues this statement to his wife, then after he fulfills and discharges the kafara, then they will be able to reconcile and come back together, so they will not be separated. So from here we can see the strong connection Sahaba radiallahu anhum had, as I mentioned yesterday in the bayan, that in any difficulty you're in, any problem you're in, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With that sincerity and with that dependentness, showing Allah Ta'ala you're totally dependent on Him and you have no way out, a person turns with his heart to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala definitely hears the person. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu had a strong connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that they would turn in all conditions to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We boast of having connections with so and so, with this person, that person, but the real connection is to have the connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ. You shouldn't think that she was going against the command of Rasulullah ﷺ, because those who will oppose Allah and oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then كُبِتُوا كَمَا كُبِتَ, they will be disgraced, they will be turned upside down, disgraced like how those before them were disgraced. And then there are certain commands that Allah Ta'ala gives with regards to private consultations and whisperings. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala first of all informs us that مَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ, that any private gathering that is held, if you are three, then Allah is the fourth one. If you are five, Allah is the sixth one. Any number you are, Allah Ta'ala is with you. Keep this in mind. Have the presence of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala all the time in front of you. Allah is fully aware. And whatever you do, يُنَبِّئُهُم بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala then will expose and Allah Ta'ala will inform you of what you were doing. So, you're not allowed to discuss in private and to whisper concerning the disobedience of Allah and causing harm to the believers, as the munafiqeen used to do, that they would, when they would see a Muslim going past, then they would whisper amongst themselves to grieve the Muslim. Allah Ta'ala says this is not permissible. And in the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, three people in a gathering, three people together, then two are not allowed to speak amongst themselves, excluding the third one. If they have something to speak in private, they should wait for opportunity when they are alone, and then they should discuss it. And then at the end of the surah, the ayat comes, لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله. You will never find a people who believe and have iman in Allah and on the last day, that they love those who oppose Allah and oppose the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if it may be their fathers, their sons, their brothers, or any other of their family members, they won't have love for them. So the sign of a person's love for Allah and love for Rasulullah is he doesn't love those who go against Allah, who go against the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anybody who goes against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, opposes the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can't have love for them. And we see Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they expressed and displayed this to the highest level, that they wage war and jihad even against those who were from their own close family. As Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, after one of the battles, his son was on the side of the kuffar. So he told his father that many times I had my sword over you and I had the ability to take your life, but I held my hand thinking that you are my father. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said that if I got that opportunity even once, I wouldn't have hesitated. And there were certain sahaba who actually took the lives of their own fathers in the cause of jihad. So the sign of iman and the sign that a person has true iman is that he has love for Allah, love for Rasulullah, and he doesn't have love for those who oppose Allah and oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter who it is. Nowadays we have to see in our hearts is love for film stars, for music stars, for sports stars. This is very, very detrimental for iman. So Allah Ta'ala says, those people who don't have love for those who go against Allah, Allah Ta'ala كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ, Allah will entrench iman in their heart. The reality of iman will be found in their heart. It will be, the sweetness of iman will be deeply entrenched in their heart. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ, and Allah will assist them with special help, special mercy from His side. And Allah Ta'ala will enter them into Jannah. And رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ, Allah will be happy and pleased with them. And أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ, these people are the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the army of Allah, هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, they will always be victorious. Then the next surah is Surah Al-Hashr, which is the exile. So the Hizb of Allah, the army of Allah, Allah will give them victory. How will Allah Ta'ala give them victory? سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. Normally when something amazing takes place, then we say, Subhanallah, Allah is so pure. Such a great thing happens. Subhanallah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them victory in a very amazing way, where outwardly it will seem impossible. So Allah Ta'ala mentions here regarding the Banu Nadir. They were a Jewish clan that used to stay not very far out from Medina Munawwara, and they had a lot of influence, and most of the people of Medina, etc., were under them. They had them caught up in debt and, through their riba, etc. They had control over lots of the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains how the mu'mineen got victory over them. So despite them having this great influence and power, and there was no way, it was inconceivable, Allah Ta'ala says, مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن يَخْرُجُوا وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِعَتُمْ حُسُونُ مِنَ اللَّهِ. You couldn't even conceive, you couldn't even fathom that they will be able to leave the Banu Nadir. And they thought that their strong forts will protect them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. Allah Ta'ala came to them, meaning Allah Ta'ala's army, Allah Ta'ala's command came to them, مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا, from where they couldn't even think. So the mu'mineen, what happened is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once for some work went to their locality of the Banu Nadir, and they made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit under a wall, and one person went on top of the wall and was going to throw a boulder down. Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he moved away from there. So when returning back, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Sahaba the command that we need to attack them now. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum readily got ready and they laid siege to them. And although outwardly it seemed that these people were so strong in their fortified forts, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qadhafa fi qulubihim ar-ra'b. Allah Ta'ala put awe and fear into their hearts, and then they were defeated and they were exiled from their locality to Khaybar. And later on in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, they were further exiled away from there as well. So we see nowadays also, outwardly it seems that others, the enemies of Islam, so strong, there's no way how we're going to defeat them. But when Allah Ta'ala's help is there from such places where we can't even think, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give victory. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Nobody knows what the armies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the great virtue of the muhajirin and ansar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains there's only three groups. The first group is those of the muhajirin. الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. They were driven out from their homes, driven out from their wealth, and they made hijrat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaving their homes, leaving everything only for the deen of Allah, and seeking fadlan min Allahi wa ridwana, with complete sincerity, and to help Allah and help the Rasul of Allah, meaning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the first group, the muhajirin. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. They are the real true people. The second group is the ansar, that يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They love those who make hijrat towards them. And they do not find any need in their hearts for what they are given, and they grant, they give preference to them over their own selves. وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, even though they themselves are in need. So this is the Ansar who openly open their homes, open their hearts for the Muhajireen, sacrifice everything for them. When the Muhajireen came, the Ansar would take one Muhajir and say, here's half of my wealth, take it. Choose which wife of mine you want, I'm prepared to separate from her for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises these, the Ansar. So that is the second group. And later on also we see after this, Banu Nadir were defeated, then the booty that came, the Ansar stood up and said, O Nabi of Allah, we say all of this is for the Muhajireen. We don't want this thing, we don't want anything from it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then distributed amongst the Muhajireen. So they give preference to others over themselves. And many, many incidents of the Ansar, we read in the Ta'lim Kitab, that the Ansari hosting a guest in the darkness, brings a guest home, there's no food, only enough for him and his children, tells his wife, put the children to sleep without giving them food, and put the light off so that our guest can't see, and let him eat to his fill. The next morning when he comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him glad tidings, Allah is happy with what you had done last night. So these were the Ansar. We have to understand the great virtue of the Muhajireen, great virtue of Ansar, and make sure we are in the third group. The third group are those, Allah Ta'ala says, who came after them, and they make dua for the Muhajireen, for the Ansar, for the Sahaba. They say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ, O Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers who had preceded us in Iman. And so that is the love that they have for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and also generally for whoever came before us, our elders, our predecessors, who were before us, strove for the deen, made sure deen reaches us. We have to have love for them. And they make dua, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O Allah, do not put any rancor, any malice, hatred in our hearts for the people of Iman. إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. So we have to see that we be from the third group. And then the last ruku of the surah is a famous ruku that we hear many times. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, Allah Ta'ala says, have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how will you get the taqwa? How will you get the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think about the akhirat. وَلْتَنْدُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. See, what have you sent forth for tomorrow? What have you prepared for tomorrow, for the akhirat? What good a'mal have you made? What preparations have you made? Think of that and make effort and ponder over this. Then taqwa will come into your heart. When you will have taqwa, then you will be from those who are successful. Ashabul nar, ashabul jannah, people of jahannam, people of jannah, they're not equal. Like how as it explains that jahannam and hell, this is not a four-letter word. What is this? It's eternal misery, fire, scorpions, person will burn in there, stay in there forever and forever. And the people of jannah, how can they ever be equal? They are never equal. The people of jannah, humul faizun, they are the successful ones. To get jannah, you have to practice on the Quran. Allah has revealed the Quran. What a great Quran this is, that if it were revealed on the mountains would have been crushed. But to benefit from the Quran, you need to have the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to first understand whose kalam is this, whose speech is this. So, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ, Allah explains, who is Allah? The one besides whom there is none worthy of worship. عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ, the one who knows everything, that which is hidden, that which is apparent. الْمَلِكُ, الْقُدُّوسُ, السَّلَامُ, الْمُؤْمِنُ, all of these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to get these qualities and bring it into us, understand, get the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we'll be able to benefit from the Qur'an. These ayat also, as was told to us in our daily ma'amulat, we should include it. Person who will read, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم, three times, and then read these last three ayats from هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو. We read it in the morning, 70,000 angels make dua maghfirat for him till the evening. Read it in the evening, 70,000 angels make dua maghfirat for him till the morning. Allah give us tawfiq. Then the next surah is Surah Mumtahina. There was a sahabi by the name of Hatib ibn Balta'a radiallahu anhu, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended to lay siege to Makkah Mukarrama, then he had some family members of his that were still in Makkah, and he was worried for them. So he knew that Allah Ta'ala will give victory to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He didn't have any evil intent against the Muslims, against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he was worried about his family. So he thought that if I will inform the Quraysh, I got some friends there, if I inform them that what is going to happen, then perhaps they will take care of my family and make some arrangements for them. So he tried to send a secret letter. Allah Ta'ala informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this, and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu was sent to intercept the lady who was carrying the letter, and they brought, they captured her. First she refused, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu told her that definitely the letter is on you, because what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said can't be false. So if you don't take it out, even if we have to strip you, but we will find that letter. Finally she took out the letter and gave it. Then it was brought back to Rasulullah. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Hatib radiallahu anhu, he's a true sincere Sahabi, he's a Badri Sahabi, Allah has forgiven those who took part in the Battle of Badr. This is a small slip up in error, and he's made tawbah, he's repented. So we can't have any evil thoughts against him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء. Those who are my enemies and your enemies, don't ever take them as friends. Don't ever take them as friends, thinking you can get some benefit from them. You can't get benefit from them. Allah Ta'ala explains, like on the day of Qiyamah, those who are so close to you, those who are your family, your own family, أولادكم, أرحامكم, يوم القيامة, they won't be able to help you. So similarly in this world also, they won't be able to help you against Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that if you're going to oppose others for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for the deen of Allah, then sometimes what will happen? Allah Ta'ala, those same people, Allah Ta'ala make them enter into the deen. And asallahu an yaj'ala baynakum wa bayna alladhina aadaytum minhum mawadda. Allah will create strong love between you. Like we see the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they cut off all ties with those who are the family on the basis of Iman. But Allah Ta'ala made it such, many of them later on, after the conquest of Makkah, they then entered into deen and entered into Islam. And again, what great love was created between them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this year is possible, it could happen. Wallahu qadir, Allah is power over everything. And Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. And then an important usul and principle, that doesn't mean now all the kuffar, you have to start opposing them, fighting them, killing them. No. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. Those who don't fight against you and who don't drive you out from your homes, then Allah Ta'ala doesn't stop you, prevent you. Allah doesn't prevent you that you be kind to them, you do good to them, and you be just to them. So we can have good relations with them in our businesses. We have to be fair and just with them, in dealing with them, with staying with them, example, our neighbors, etc. We have to fulfill their rights that are upon us. So we be kind, we be just to them. The thing that we are prohibited from having is love. We cannot have love for them. We cannot ape and follow in their ways. Then the next surah is Surah As-Saff. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about striving in the path of Allah, making jihad, fighting in the path of Allah. Allah loves those yuqatiluna fi sabili, who will fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saffan, in rows. كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْسُوسٌ, as if they are firm and a strong building. So these people, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has great love for them. And this is a demand of deen, that a person has to be ready to give his life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also here we see, Allah ta'ala says that they stand very strong and firm. In salah, we are also commanded, we must stand like how the angels stand, and how we have to stand in jihad. So when we stand in salah, also we should ensure we are standing strong next to one another, firmly next to one another. Our shoulders should be joined and firm next to one another. And Nabi Sallam used to say, Tarasu, that is, join your shoulders together very firmly. There shouldn't be any gaps in between. And then Allah Ta'ala says, that should I inform you of a business, a very profitable business. Everybody wants to know, here's an investment offer. I'm telling you, no harm in this, nothing, you'll see, you'll benefit. Allah Ta'ala says, the real business is that business which will save you from a painful punishment. What is this business? That you bring Iman on Allah and Rasulullah, and you strive in the path of Allah with your wealth and with your life. This is better for you if you know. Allah Ta'ala will forgive your sins. Allah will grant you Jannat. Allah will grant you pleasing homes in Jannat. This is the great success. This is the real success you get in the Akhirat. This dunya also, Allah Ta'ala knows you have needs, and you also want things of this dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah will also give you Nasrum min Allahi wa Fathun Qareeb. Allah will grant you His help. Allah will grant you victory also in this world. Wa Bashiril Mu'mineen. And then Allah Ta'ala is commanding us that be kunu ansar Allah, be the helpers of Allah. As we said, Allah doesn't need any help. Be helpers for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stand up to assist the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next surah is Surah Al-Jumu'ah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning explains again, yusabbihu lillah. Allah is so pure. Allah Ta'ala has favored you so much by sending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in you. Such a Rasul who's from amongst the Ummiyin, unlettered, but what wisdom and what a great deen he brought, that he gave you the day of Jumu'ah. The previous Ummah, they were deprived of this day, but you have this great day. So the knowledge that has come, you should make amal and practice upon the knowledge that you have. And amongst that is that you give sanctity to the day of Jumu'ah. So one of the commands that is given here, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْعَوْا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When the call is given for the Jumu'ah Salah, hasten towards the Jumu'ah Salah, towards the khutbah, and وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ, and give up, and leave, and stop all your trade and commerce. So at the time of Jumu'ah, it's not allowed to engage in any type of transactions, any type of business, etc. We should also see sometimes we might not be doing any business, but sometimes our work is still continuing. Example, a person got construction workers, his workers are continuing, or at home, his domestic workers are still doing work at the time of Jumu'ah. We should approach the muftis and ask them whether this is permissible or not. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ, then when salah is finished, now فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, now you spread out on the earth and go and seek your sustenance that Allah Ta'ala has provided for you. But don't forget Allah. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala a lot. And Hazrat always tells us that after Jumu'ah, there's lots of barakah. Allah Ta'ala said, now go and look for your sustenance, look for your rizq. So to do your work after Jumu'ah, to do your business after Jumu'ah, Allah has put lots of barakah in there. And a famous story, Hazrat always mentioned, that person never used to open his shop before Jumu'ah. After Jumu'ah, he used to only open. How much of barakah he got? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We also try and bring this alive. If we can't, maybe completely close and start. We're closing maybe 12 o'clock, close a little earlier, 11 o'clock, etc. Or cut down our hours if we are working for someone. And inshallah, time will come then when we will be able to fully devote ourselves to the worship of Allah before the Jumu'ah Salah. And then Surah Al-Munafiqun, in every time there will be those hypocrites from inside, and they cause great harm to the Muslims. Allama Kashmir rahimahullah says that if you see that the amount of harm that the munafiqeen and the hypocrites cause to Islam is more greater than the enemies from outside. So in all times there will be munafiqeen. We have to be wary of them. And more than being wary of them, we have to see that we are not from the munafiqeen. So we have to see that those qualities of the munafiqeen, they shouldn't be in us. One is they take false oaths and say, no, we are Muslims, we believe in you, we believe you are the Rasul of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, no, they are lying. Another thing is they don't want to spend in the path of Allah. They don't want to spend on the Rasul of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They stop other people also from spending. So a person spends for Allah, for the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. One, this will remove bukhal, and it will remove stinginess from his heart. Also it's a sign that the person has iman, doesn't have nifaq. So Allah Ta'ala says you must spend quickly. Don't wait. Don't wait for when ayyati ahadakum al-maut, when death will come to you. Now you will say, you will regret. And at that time when a person now is about to leave this world, comes in the hadith, now he wants to give money to this person, to that person, to that person. But now the money has already gone to someone else. It's already gone to his inheritors. So don't delay. While you are healthy, hale and hearty, at that time, you should spend in the path of Allah. The next one is Surah Taghabun. Taghabun means a great loss. In this world, if a person won't make effort for the akhirat, then he'll regret on the day of Qiyamah. One of the names of the day of Qiyamah is Yawm Taghabun, the day when people will be at a great loss. And also Yawm al-Hasra, people will regret. They'll regret, why didn't we do more? Why didn't we make more dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why didn't we spend more in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So a person should prepare in this world so that he doesn't regret in the akhirat. And then Surah Al-Talaq, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions some of the rulings concerning talaq, etc. That a person, if there is differences between him and his wife, so there are many steps. First is he should advise her, then he should separate from her in sleeping place, meaning he shouldn't sleep with her, and then he can lightly take some strike her, and after that he should appoint someone from his family, her family, to try and reconcile between them. If there's no way out and he is forced to give talaq, then you have to give talaq in the correct manner. فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ. Give talaq at the right time. That is when a woman is in her tuhur, in her, she is clean, she is not in her menses. And then Allah Ta'ala says, then keep a proper count of the iddat. And a woman in her iddat, she is entitled to stay in the same house where she was staying. She can't be taken out from the house. If she is given talaq-e raji, then also she has to get her maintenance, etc. So all of these commands are mentioned. And in between, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions regarding taqwa. Why? Because nobody is aware of what happens inside a person's home. So sometimes person does something and then they just cover it up. He gave three talaqs example. The husband and wife, they want to stay together, they cover it up. They don't expose it. Or they don't count the iddah properly. Or they don't even, talaq took place, but they don't mention it. Allah Ta'ala says, no, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala will make a way out for you. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah will provide for you from avenues you never even thought of. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ يُسْرًا. Allah Ta'ala will make his matter easy for him. And وَيُعْظِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Allah will grant a person great reward, all on the basis of taqwa. And at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that you see Allah has created the seven heavens and the seven earths. Yeah, also there's the system of Allah that is running in there. So in this dunya, in your life, also Allah has a system. You uphold the system, which is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything will go smooth. And the last surah is Surah Al-Tahrim. Tahrim means to make something forbidden. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion, he made his slave girl, Hazrat Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha, he took an oath to not have relations with her. There was some sort of argument between his wives with Hazrat Maria Qibtiya radiallahu anha. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebuked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, why are you making that which Allah has made halal for you? Why are you making it haram? You can't do this here. Hazrat Maria was halal for you. For no reason you're making her haram. So this is not correct. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says that if a person does such a thing, then he should break his oath, because he's going against what Allah Ta'ala has made permissible. So from here I understand that Islah and tarbiyat of the wives of people at home, how important this is. Allah Ta'ala then explains that قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Save yourself, save your family from the fire of Jahannam. وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. The fuel of it will be humans, and in this world you put charcoal. In Jahannam, the fuel of it is going to be stones. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَادٌ شِدَادٌ. There's strong angels standing guard over. You can't run away from there. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, the kuffar, they will be told, now you have to go to Jahannam. There's no excuse from you. We're not going to accept any excuse from you. On the other hand, the people of Iman, they will have nur and light that will be in front of them on the sirat and helping them on the day of Qiyamah. They used to make dua, and they make dua, رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Oh, our Rabb, complete for us. Grant us complete nur and forgive us. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And finally, the end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala give examples of two groups of women. One is the wives of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh and Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. But they didn't have Iman. So despite them being in the close family of a Nabi, they were still destroyed in this dunya. And then the other is the example of the wife of Fir'aun, but she had Iman. So despite being in the close family of an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala granted her, Allah Ta'ala saved her from the clutches of Fir'aun, and Allah Ta'ala granted her in Jannah. She made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, grant me a house in Jannah, save me from Fir'aun and his doings, save me from the zalim qawm. Allah Ta'ala will grant her a great status in the year after. And finally, the mention is made of Maryam radiallahu anha, and how she protected and kept her chastity intact. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq that we make effort on ourselves, make effort on our families, uphold all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our private and public life, and strive for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.